Hello, I'm Jeff Fry. I'm a retired IBM fellow and past CTO of IBM's mainframe platform and very much a mainframe enthusiast. Today, I'm very pleased to host the I Am a Mainframer conversation series in a conversation with Alan Zander, CEO of Data Kinetics, on the use and the value of Linux and the mainframe platform. This conversation is sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. And as a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create mainframe-focused open source technical community and to serve as a focal point for the development and use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe computing environment. The goal of the project is to excite Linux and the Linux community around the use of the mainframe and to foster collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared Linux tool sets, resources, and services in a mainframe environment. In addition, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help and assist in creating educational programs aimed at developing the next generation of mainframe Linux engineers and developers. So, Alan, welcome to you.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate being here. I've been looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Very good. So how about to get us started, why don't you tell us a little bit about Data Kinetics, your role and your team?
Thank you. So Data Kinetics has been around for about 40 years now, and we provide a lot of performance and optimization solutions for our customers. So over time, frequently applications may get have some complexities associated with them. And one of the things that we really love here about the mainframes is when you're a large company and you know, you probably have some revenue generating applications that are running on your mainframe that may be very heavily transaction oriented. There's always a cost associated with those transactions. And when you produce multiple millions or billions of transactions every day for what you want to do, if we like to help our customers maybe manage some of that complexity that starts to creep into those applications, help them manage the cost, makes these applications a little bit easier to maintain, tends to reduce the risk, which, you know, then makes it easier to start building new applications and new functionality and adding new things to the mainframe that you have. That's very much what Data Kinetics is all about, and that's very much where our passion lives.
Great. Great. So how would you say Data Kinetics supports the mainframe ecosystem? And there's when I was with IBM, there was of course a lot of focus on bringing attention to the mainframe and its support of an open, truly open standard Linux environment. And a big part of that is ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny that, in a way, being a part of something even like what we're doing here today by being a member of the Open Mainframe Alliance. In this day and age for what we have, there's probably no better time than now for software vendors to create ecosystems and what they're doing by saying, these are technologies that we are working on. This is the area that we think is our niche. This is where we think another partner may have their niche and what they're doing. And together we can really add a lot of value to the customer because let's face it, you know, the number of mainframes that are on the planet today, there's probably less than 5,000 of them. I don't know what would be out there, but the people that are using them really have a very high reliance on making sure that they happen. And the people that tend to have software companies that are working on them, they tend to love the technology that's there, and they really enjoy working and collaborating together. And we'd like to be part of that ecosystem. We started something that might be just over a year now called the Planet Mainframe Block. And that was to kind of create a space on the web that was a little bit more vendor neutral, that would give different people that might be seeking information about the mainframe a place to go. It might be a place for other technology partnerships to begin to brew, to start to understand how you can collaborate and build technologies together. Because I laugh, because if we were a bunch of small startup, you know, mobile app developers, you know, we'd get together and we'd have all of these hackathons and all that type of stuff that would happen. And we would build technologies and create new ideas that would come from that. And for some reason, the mainframe still has the stigma that we don't like to innovate, that we don't do things. And nothing could be further from the truth. So we like to be out there talking about things like the Mainframe Alliance and supporting the ecosystem and making it more well known of what's going on, because we really believe in that. So we're out there doing it with you.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you mentioned, you know, some of the stigma that's attached to the mainframe. I think historically, the mainframe has its architectural roots, back as early as 1964. So I think it's sometimes perceived as being not modern or not advanced or archaic in some way. And I'm glad to hear people recognize that it's a very capable platform, has some of the most modern innovations of any platform in the world. And, you know, I still am surprised to some degree about the number of people who aren't aware of Linux on the mainframe platform and the qualities of service that the mainframe can give to a Linux environment.
Yeah, you know, me too. the mainframe needs some good marketing partnerships. If there's anything we can, we should probably look at bringing to the mainframe ecosystem. It's the people that handle marketing for Rolex or Ferrari or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a great tool for what it is. And in this day and age, you can pick the operating system, pick the deployment pattern, pick your development regime that you want. Do you want it on-premise? Do you want it off-premise? Do you want it with Linux? Do you want it without Linux? Do you want it within a processing facility? Do you not? You've got way more approaches for what you can probably do with this computing platform than you have for any other computing platform, on top of a bunch of resiliency and stability that has evolved over 40 years of development. Why would you not want to use something like that when you're a publicly traded company dealing with billions of dollars of revenue in each and every day? We live and breathe it, Jeff, so we get it. But
yeah,
it's such a simple message to bring out. But for some reason, I don't know, we're engineers. We're not marketers typically.
I get it. So I think we've talked a little bit. You've touched on the value of the platform. Well, let me ask you kind of specifically, how does using the mainframe platform support your specific business goals? How do you use the platform?
It is 100% of our business goals and what we are. We, Data Kinetics is a mainframe company. Our innovation that we have, that we develop, that we use is mainframe oriented. So whether it's looking at something that is Linux and how maybe you can help customers that are looking at future application development and finding ways to simplify some of that development for what they have, we provide them some tools or some expertise or maybe different ways of coming up with an economic business case that they've never really thought of before by looking at technology more from the point of view of what is the business outcome that you're trying to do. We have the number one and the number two in every major vertical that is pertinent to the mainframe today. And one of our best customers that we have is a very large credit card company. And we're right at the heart of the way that they use rules for fraud detection and for fraud algorithms and that type of stuff. And by using technology like what we have, we were able to give them the facility to implement new rules on the fly that would help them detect fraudulent activity. And instead of having to run a complete QA cycle, which might take them months to do, we got it down literally to hours for them to be able to implement. We really believe it's all about how can you look at technology and match it to the business value that you have. And usually, believe it or not, the mainframe is a pretty flexible environment, particularly if you start looking at ways that your architectures might be able to embrace something like Linux running on your mainframe. Now you've got maybe some of those more easier to find skill sets that are out there than what you might have, which may build things on top of it. We help facilitate a lot of that. So the mainframe development, mainframe technologies, it's all we live and breathe here at Data Connects.
Yeah, that's cool. So sometimes, you know, as I said, I'm drawn on some past experience here. With some shops, you know, introducing the value of Linux and the mainframe is difficult, not necessarily because of anything technical, but because of preconceived notions or organizational or even political boundaries within the organization. It sounds like you either don't have any of those problems or you've solved many of them if you had them.
You know, that's a great point. I love what you just said there. That's why we like to start with customers with business value. What are you trying to do? And let's focus on that outcome and solving the outcome and not make it about an architectural decision or worry about how am I going to maintain this? Or do I have the people that you need that are involved in this? When was the last time an IT organization had a bunch of people that were just sitting in a corner going, yeah, well, whenever you're ready, here we are. You know, it doesn't work that way. Everyone is really busy. Everyone has too much to do. No one can really get what they need to get done during the day. But yet business moves on. And that's the reality of what we have. So, yeah. Think about those business goals, and then from there, let technology support the business goals. Don't let technology moderate your business goals.
That's great. So given all of that, what do you think your biggest challenges or obstacles are in the mainframe environment moving forward?
In this day, I think I truly believe a lot of the applications that should be off the mainframe are off the mainframe. And what is left on the mainframe today are the applications that are generating revenue for the world's largest companies in the world. And by definition, those applications are complex. So the challenges that we have is you've got the largest publicly traded companies in the world literally relying on the mainframe on a daily basis without fear to generate them billions of dollars in revenue a day. Yet, you know, if you're the largest in the company, by definition, you're the largest, and someone else wants to be the largest too, right? So you have to compete. And in order to compete, you've got to innovate, right? You've got to do things that help you grow, that help differentiate you from the competition, which means you need to make changes to some of those applications eventually. I recognize that as a big challenge of, you know, you want to be able to do that. You want to be able to move your business forward. You have to rely on making some changes to these complex applications that are out there. And you need vendors that have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, that have been around, that understand the space, that have the customers, that, you know, have the resources at their disposal to be able to do that to help get you to where you need to be. And as much as I love the ecosystem and as much as I love this space, the number of highly qualified vendors that it is out there, it is shrinking. But the people that are doing it, who are continuing to make the investments, their skills are growing and actually their depth is growing. If I look at data data kinetics, we've grown consecutively over 10% for the past 3 or 4 years by being able to focus on what we have and expanding those skill sets to help those customers meet those challenges. But IT itself also moves incredibly quickly, right? New ideas and new technologies and new concepts and new architectures. Even though it already seems like the cloud and big data is old news, were we talking about the cloud and big data 4 or 5 years ago even? I'm not even sure we were. So keeping track of all of that momentum in for a CIO or a CFO to say, here's where we need to be and here's what we want to do and how are we going to get there and how are we going to manage these risks associated with it? I don't blame our customers at all for taking the time that they do and being as precise in what they need to do. It is complex and you do need help and you do need a good set of skills to get you to where you need to be. So I don't think the challenge of finding skill or technology the mainframe is dead. It is in fact out there. I don't believe that. I think that's just marketing hype from distributed companies that are maybe more, into the very classic servers like Dell, that type of stuff. That for their advantage to say something like that. Is a major credit card company suddenly going to upload all of its secure information to the cloud and run its fraud transaction processing up there? No. How you handle those applications and how you look to move business forward is definitely a challenge. But you know what? Complex applications, like what I said, right?
Yeah, you know, the thing with the Linux environment, and part of the value I think IBM believes they bring to the Linux environment on the mainframe is that standardization and that flexibility to be able to use the platform, in ways, in very traditional ways, but in new ways that aren't necessarily, haven't necessarily traditionally been, in use, in a mainframe environment. And so, I get this a lot, where people, are very focused on flexibility and time to market and responsiveness and changing with, the rapid changes, that are occurring in the business. And you have to have a compute system that, that is as responsive as the business is. The one thing I didn't hear you say as a challenge, especially in the mainframe environment, which some people do allude to is the economics of the platform. Can you, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but I'd like to hear your perspective on whether you think, you must think that, Linux and the mainframe in general is a good value economically, right? For what you use it for.
Absolutely. I do. If where you were going is, The economics is the mainframe is an expensive platform to do, but that is bunk. All you have to do is make some simple Googles and your Google searches, and you're going to find a ton of research that is well documented that is out there, which will show you emphatically that once you start looking at Linux doing maybe some new DevOps regimes on top of something like Linux, and you tie that back to the cost per transaction on top of your mainframe that you have, you are literally running the most economically viable and most stable platform on the planet, period. And you don't take my word for it. Just spend 7 minutes on Google, read yourself 2 or 3 of the articles that are going to pop up. And if that doesn't convince you, then you're drinking the wrong Kool-Aid. I don't know what to say. The economics of doing what you are doing, there is a reason why the largest companies in the world that are doing the things that they have continue to use that platform and continue to expand on it and continue to grow it is because the economics associated with making revenue when you use a platform like a mainframe are far superior still today than anything else that's on the market.
Period. Great, Alan. Thank you. Let me ask you one last question. As an open mainframe project member, what do you hope to see within the community in the future? Where do you think we can go with this project?
You know, sky's the limit. It's why we want to be there. I truly believe, despite any stigma that may come with something that has been around for 40 years, it's to our advantage that it's been around that long. Because right now, there actually is no better time in the marketplace for IT to be doing development on top of the server that is handling the system of record for the largest companies in the world, particularly in the finance space, where new things are beginning to happen, new paradigms. Look at things like blockchain, for example, new payment technologies that might be coming out, ways of handling, you know, microcent transactions and that type of stuff. There is no more interesting and exciting time to be in the market looking at innovation and development in an open collaborative environment than right now. Honestly, I think this organization is going to get together and we're going to figure out the next Uber that is going to be on the mainframe. I look forward to meeting people in person and collaborating.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure talking with you, Alan, and maybe we can meet face to face at one of the meetings here coming up. And with that, I think we'll close the session. And again, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Jeff. It was great meeting you.